This is the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I am not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, thanks so much. I'm glad you were here with us. And imagine it. I am so blessed. Who is here? Who is with me today?
Me, Emma.
Emma, she is back again. And so Emma is with us, and we're going to talk about a few things. We probably will have a tiny bit of an MCU conversation, but not a whole lot. But we're going to talk about Mulan and why this is important. But Emma, how are you?
I'm good, I guess.
You're good. I wish everyone could see Emma. She's done a makeup look where her right eye is the sun, and her left eye is crying a rainbow.
It's a cloud. It's a cloud with the rainbow going
on. I see it. So your left eye is a cloud that's crying a rainbow.
I guess.
In your right eye. So you're. I love it. I love it. I get the picture of it. So Emma most every day, does a makeup look, and she'll often show me what she's going to do. And she had an eye condition a couple of weeks ago and could not do makeup for
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And it was, it was tough around here.
Whenever I feel like a pain in my eye, and I'm like, I'm not going to get sty again.
She had a sty on the inside of her eyelid. Incredibly painful. But we got through it. And almost every day, you're like, can I do makeup tomorrow? And we're like, no. And so you did it. You went an entire 2 weeks. So glad you are back. And so now we're going to talk about Mulan. And here's why this is important. Because what's going on with the live-action Mulan movie is showing a trend of how businesses are adapting in the midst of still the COVID-19 crisis. So, but backing up, Disney started with this, let's make live-action movies of all of our cartoons, because it feels like they're just running out of creativity. So
like, we need money.
And they... For the most part, all of them have been successful. Not all of them.
No.
But for the most part. Now, what was the first one? Was the first one Cinderella?
Yeah. That one was
directed by Kenneth Branagh. I still have not seen it. I need to see it.
It has Lily James in it.
Everyone says, what was Lily James in?
She was in Baby Driver.
That's right. She was fantastic in Baby Driver. And Kenneth Branagh directed it. I don't know why I haven't seen it. Is it on Disney Plus?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I don't get it. I haven't seen it. You and I have spoken before about what didn't look like a good one, which was Aladdin.
Wait.
What? Lion King is still not a live-action movie.
Yeah, well,
I feel like they just sold us the same movie.
Well, they did that and Lady and the Tramp, and those are, like, two big flops.
Well, no, Lion King printed money.
No, okay, so Lion King, yes, a lot of people went there, but a lot of people who went there were disappointed in it. So really, they made money either way, but because, it was a, like, word-for-word remake of it, and people wanted something different, and it
really you're right. So, if we gauge success on box office, Lion King did really, really well, but Lady and the Tramp, didn't that go straight to, it went straight to Disney Plus, didn't it?
I think so.
And Dumbo went straight. No one seemed to enjoy Dumbo, even though it was Tim Burton and all that stuff. But surprisingly, just Aladdin killed it. And we still haven't seen it. I can't find anybody who wants to watch it.
I'll watch it sometime. It's just...
Will Smith? I mean, you and I would enjoy, rather have had John Mulaney. John Mulaney. He would have killed it. You and I would have been just laughing. It would have been so funny. So, okay, so it looks like we've done Pete's Dragon, which we did not watch. Dumbo actually did really well.
Yeah, people liked Dumbo.
Dumbo did, forgive me. It did $352 million. And then Cinderella just crushed it with... $500 million, which is not bad at all. Maleficent.
I liked Maleficent. We did not watch Maleficent 2, but
why did we not watch? I thought the first one was good.
Yeah. I want to watch it.
Maleficent did 750 million. That ain't bad. Jungle Book just crushed it, and I still haven't seen that.
I have never seen the original, and I don't have any intent.
Just shy of $1 billion. I don't count Alice in Wonderland. That's $1 billion, but I guess it was. Aladdin, over $1 billion in the remake. And then we have Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast is very good. Minus...
Have I seen that?
Yes, you have.
Okay, all right.
I remember specifically.
All right, so okay. It just didn't... I do remember it because it had Emma Watson in it.
Yes, but Emma Watson's
1.2 billion dollars.
Emma Watson's voice in that is so auto-tuned, it's not...
Do they correct... Oh, when she sings?
Yeah.
Nah. So now, you haven't seen it.
Is it?
What's... No, I'm saying... what's the number one live-action remake? We just talked about it.
Mulan?
No, it's got to be Lion King, isn't it?
Oh.
1.6 billion. Friends, that puts it in the top 10 all-time movies ever in terms of box office. And it's still a cartoon. Like, it's still not. So, Disney knows what they're doing.
Well, what do you expect them to do? Get some tigers?
I know. You can't do it. That's the thing. So, they've got these things lined up. You know, maybe we'll get the live action of Cars soon. I don't know. So, but what's going on here? That's been Disney's model. Disney's like, let's retread all of our stuff. We're going to do live action, and they've got a bunch of them planned. We'll look it up coming. Well, I mean, I've read somewhere about all of Disney live action remakes. They've got a bunch more coming out. But Mulan's been sitting here. And
everyone's been like,
in this household, people love Mulan, right?
Yeah.
So I know that I know that Meredith and Landry like Mulan a lot. Okay. And this
what
one,
about me?
Yeah, you said you didn't seem too excited about it.
Landry's the one that really likes it.
So this has been planned. You got rid of the dragon. Like, we're going just straight on. But like, we're just straightforward.
No music. I mean, I guess it could be like
just be gritty. People are going to die.
Yeah, it's going to be like a gritty movie without the, like, Disney flair to it.
Well, it was expected to come out originally around Memorial Day. They were expecting maybe an $80 million American opening, which is not bad, but it's not blockbuster. Then it got bumped, and it was going to July. And then they announced this week, September 4th, Disney Plus. But it's going to cost you $30. So their idea is, listen, if you went to the movie theater, it's going to cost you more than $30. Mm-hmm. Pay $30, and you own it forever. So you're technically purchasing.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so you get it on Disney Plus forever. Now, this model happened really quick after, COVID with Invisible Man.
Oh, yeah.
Invisible Man was in the theater for like 1 week. COVID hit, and they threw that thing on demand. They were charging, I think, $14 or $20 or something like that.
And we bought it.
We eventually rented it when it got below $10. We were not. I think it was on Father's Day. And by the way, probably a different podcast, but I enjoyed it.
That was a very good movie.
Without giving anything away, there was one scene where we all went, "What?"
Yeah, like you.
What?
You rewind it. You're like, "Stop! Go watch it."
Yeah. So, and if you can get that from, cynical movie. Yeah. Why we've watched so many movies. Like, you got one scene like, did that just happen? Like, good for them. So, Mulan is September 4th, $30. Now, a couple of things. It's being released in other countries right now because there's a few countries that are opening back up. There are videos of theater owners with the big Mulan displays destroying them.
Why?
Because it's not coming to theaters.
Oh.
They've been planning on this big moneymaker, and when they announced it, there's videos of them, like, destroying the big Mulan displays, because now that money's not going there. So, the question is, though, I mean, all right, here's the money. 10%, if 10% of Disney Plus members, if they get it,
yes,
it'll take in, guess how much money? If just 10% purchase it, guess how much money it'll take in day one?
I'm going to guess that it's more than $80
million. Very much so.
I'm going to say $150.
Around $180 million. So it will it'll be almost towards double, maybe triple, day one. If 50% of Disney Plus viewers purchase it, $900 million. Now, that would make the movie actually more successful than it would have been.
Yeah.
So, you can see that all of a sudden Disney's like, wait a minute.
They're like, I think we got something
here. They do. So, how do you decide? You find that movie that's not the massive blockbuster, and you think, let's put it out on Disney, because everyone's at home. The theaters aren't opened up. So, listen, our theaters opened up this week, right?
Yeah.
And what was playing, do you remember?
Like E.T. Back to the Future.
E.T. Back to the Future and like one other movie like that. Because really nothing's being released right now. Mm-hmm. None of that's appealed to us.
Could people like just stream it? Like on the, like if they just like put their phone onto the screen and just like get money from there? Or would that be illegal?
That would be illegal. Yes, that would be, that would be illegal. And remember those awful commercials before the movie where the guy's got the hoodie on and it's like, piracy is a crime, you know, those. And so, yes, I'm sure there's going to be some piracy going on in some way. I'm sure there will be. But right now, they've got this big movie, mm-hmm. and they can't get anything out of it.
I mean, Netflix did the same thing a while ago with Bird Box, remember? Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, it's not going to do so well, so we're going to put it on
Seriously,
Netflix.
That movie would not have been, like, it would not have been the cultural phenomena that it was.
Yeah, like, most, you either loved it or hated it, but also, like, that created, like, so many other things, and everyone watched it, really, and they got so much money from it, so finally people are like...
And you and I have only seen that once. Oh, I've only seen it once. Have you seen it twice?
I think I've only seen it once.
I think we need to revisit Bird Box. I really do. I mean, Sandy's in it. So, I mean, first of all, it'd be good to see Sandy again. So, everyone, if I've not told this story before, I'm sorry. If I have, just listen to it again. But Sandy, Sandra Bullock, graduated from East Carolina, my alma mater, and she left in May of 1989. And I arrived in August of 1989. We just missed each other. Oh, Sandy. So, if we get a chance to watch Bird Box again, we should do that. Rumors there's going to be a Bird Box 2, but it's not even on IMDb, so...
I don't know how they would make that, though. Like,
but they've made a Quiet Place 2.
That doesn't matter.
None of it matters. Like, when it comes down to art, like, you just kind of throw it out the window. Now, weren't there a couple other movies? Like, Disney did another one straight to yes. Onward did go to theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't it? No, but...
It went there for, like... A week,
3 weeks or something like that, and they gave us that per membership. Yeah. Like, they just pushed that to us, because that's Pixar, so that was Disney, quote-unquote, being nice to us, giving
still
it to us.
Still got a bunch of money from it.
Yeah, I mean, because people bought memberships. Yeah. People bought memberships.
So, do they get money from, like, the individual things that they
do? No, this is a great conversation. This is my Netflix conversation. At the moment, Disney makes money only per monthly fees. So right now, the monthly fee...
They could
fee,
be making so much more money.
Well, that's the question, is what if they start making, like, more than just this the cheap movies that go straight, but what if they start making movies just for their Disney Plus platform?
Yeah.
And if Mulan works well, you know they're going to have to reassess that, because people aren't rushing back to the theaters. So, here's another one. This is the big one for as we begin to move in towards the MCU. There has been a Marvel movie, not MCU, but a Marvel movie that has been done for well over 2 years. It has been delayed over and over and over again. I've been excited about it. And the question was it going to go to Disney Plus or not?
What was it?
The New Mutants.
I thought that already came out.
No, that's everybody. I know. So it's, if you don't know The New Mutants, it's in the X-Men family. Younger X-Men, and this one is supposed to be the first Marvel-type horror movie.
Okay.
And it's
what happened to that Teen Titans Go live-action movie?
I don't know. Oh, the TV show? There's a live-action Titans, and that is on the DCU channel. Like, you can
who watches that?
You know, they're already starting to push those back out again. Poor DC. They tried to start their own channel where you can watch all their old cartoons and things like that, and they've got their own show called Titans. I've not seen it. They have another one called Doom Patrol. I haven't seen that.
Oh, I know that. Gerard Way wrote that.
No.
He was like...
He wrote Umbrella Academy. Did he work with Doom Patrol as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's going on another season, And that's where Brendan Fraser showed back up again. You're like, where did he go? So what's happening is we may be facing things like, okay, Disney is going to start making movies just for its platform and selling it. But New Mutants is actually supposed to be in the theaters 3 weeks from Friday, this past Friday. There it's going to try to be.
Told you.
It is. I didn't know that. So he's got two series out. We'll talk about that in a minute. It's worth talking about. So New Mutants is supposed to be the first. Let's go back into the theaters. I think it's going to utterly fail. I'll just be honest with you. I think no one's going to go see it. COVID-19.
These are kind of like the January movies. You know, they're just kind of like
Much so. I think they should push it to Disney Plus and make us pay for it, or at least just push it to Disney Plus.
I don't think they're in any rush to like put it out though, because
not New Mutants have been sitting for 2 years.
No, but like, I don't think that you should be like, we have to get it the first week that the theaters come out, because like no one wants to go there.
Yeah, no one's convinced it's safe yet. Convinced it's safe yet. Well, the question has been, and this has been the question, should Black Widow go to Disney Plus for $30?
I want to watch it in the theaters.
That's it. That's exactly right. Marvel has stood fast and said, we are holding out until you can experience it. And I'll be honest with you, I think this has been a good break for the MCU.
Yeah. It was just like movie after movie after movie.
Everything has been pushed out. Everything's been delayed. Even the TV shows have been delayed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't want to. I want to see Black Widow.
You know in Endgame when Tony Stark dies and like everyone just like gasps? That's what you want. You want to go to a Marvel theater so you can experience it with the other fans who, mm-hmm. like, who were all just, like, so, like, enthralled with that scene.
You know, you'll appreciate this. Very side note. They were talking about how Tony Stark gets all the credit, mm-hmm. for saving everybody. And mm-hmm. he's like, nope, there's two other people.
Doctor Strange.
Nope.
What?
The Hulk did the first snap and broke it. Right. Like, broke... That's the right. Hulk's arm. But the real hero of the movie, mm-hmm. Ant-Man.
What did he do?
He shows up and goes like, I know how to go back in time and fix everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy. Like, not Tony Stark, not Doctor Strange, not Bruce Banner.
Technically, Tony Stark did.
Ant-Man's the one who figured it out. Why does he not get more... He should get more props. Tony, I know more props for this.
He was like... Because he's the one who, he's like, I have an idea. I think I know this. And then Tony Stark goes, no, I found out this idea.
Ant-Man needs more credit. He needs more credit. Remember that scene?
What about Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange is so cool, it does not matter.
No, like, he literally controls everything.
He did. He knew there was one way out of a billion or whatever it was. And he played the whole thing out. But I think...
And without him, they couldn't have gone through the portal.
I know. Will they ever... I don't even know if they filmed the second Doctor Strange, started it or in the middle of it, but cannot wait for the multiverse movie. Yeah, I just... Doctor Strange...
It's like Dormammu, I've come
Dormammu,
to...
Dormammu! Was it? I've come to what?
I've come to bargain.
I've come to Dormammu, I've come to bargain. And so... See, so... there's this... Just... voracious appetite for new content. And Disney's like, well, then we're going to charge you $30. And I mentioned Landry. Landry's like, that's stupid. I hate big corporations. And I'm like, listen, we would have spent more than $30 going to the theaters. We would have. Yeah. Again, for this family to go to theaters, it's going to cost more than that. Mm-hmm. So, well, even Amy, who's like, you can't rent a $3.99 on Amazon, was like, well, $30 is not bad for Mulan. So we've got that coming up for us. But, so as we move on to a few other conversations here, Umbrella Academy 2 has come out, and if you're not watching Umbrella Academy, it is based on a comic book by Gerard Way, lead singer of My Chemical Romance. And misfit children, a bit like the X-Men, their father's a little bit... that's tough. But it's in that mode. Yeah. It's in that model. And season 1 was fantastic. I had no experience, had never watched Umbrella Academy, had nothing of it. And then I think we're 3 episodes into season 2.
And we need to finish.
We would watch more of it, but it's just hard getting this group together. But it seems to have been insanely popular.
Yes.
Doom Patrol has not been as popular. Mm-mm. But then we've got, what's that other comic book movie series? You've not watched it on Amazon Prime. The Boys.
Well, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, it's another, but all those heroes are awful people. And so I watched it last year.
I don't think... I'm basing this off of Suicide Squad, which is not how you should base off most movies, but I don't think that you can make a movie where every single person knows that they're the bad guy. Because no one thinks that they are the bad guy. No one, like, even... Like Hitler, he was like,
he was like, whenever we go here, you gotta be real careful. I'm just telling you, like, okay. You don't think he knew he was the bad guy?
No, because he thought that he was doing like a good thing. He thought he was ridding like the world of the bad people.
He had what he thought was a righteous cause. Yeah. I think at his core, he knew he was a bad person. So let's find other examples.
I don't know, but like if you do something wrong, you're probably still going to make some excuses, like, for yourself.
Yes, there's always the justifications, yes.
So, like, that's okay when the Joker does it or something, because he never says that he's, like, the bad guy. He just thinks that he's, like, insane and he's, like, super smart and stuff.
Okay.
But, like, you can hear multiple times in that when Harley Quinn, like, robs the store, she's like, what, we're the bad guys. Like,
right.
You're like,
I got you.
Like, yeah, I know you're the bad guys, but you don't think that as much as,
I got you.
That's all.
Okay. So, this is a shorter episode, let me wrap up a few of the upcoming Disney live action upcoming, and I want your opinion, okay?
Okay.
May of next year, we have Cruella.
That seems interesting.
Now, we did 101 Dalmatians before.
Oh, yeah.
With Glenn Close.
I
actually did two of them.
I've
100.
Never watched
them. But this one is based on her specifically. Are you ready for who's playing Cruella?
Who is it?
I think this is going to make you want to see it.
Is it Margot Robbie?
No. Emma Stone.
How will she do that?
It's a young Cruella.
I know,
it's her,
like,
story.
I know, but, like, Emma Stone...
I thought you'd be like, yes.
I love Emma Stone, but I don't see her as, like, this series... Okay.
You like the look?
Yeah, I like the look.
She looks a lot like Helena Bonham Carter to me, but anyway.
If the fashion in that movie is not impeccable, I'm going to have
it. I think she's got to have just incredible fashion.
Like, I believe that she is a good actor, but, like, you know, she's known for her, like, quirky roles as, like, Easy A. What's that other one that we just watched with her? We just watched it.
There's so many Emma Stone movies I can't keep up with.
I know. I'm like,
what was it? What was going on?
No, like, the quirky characters, there's, like, Easy A. Literally, what did we just watch?
There's so many of her movies. Not La La Land. We're not talking about that.
Oh, Crazy Stupid Love. That's
yes, I didn't watch it. Okay,
yeah,
yes.
But she was the kooky character or whatever. In La La Land, you could see that she's more of a serious actor.
Yes.
But I don't see her as, you know, the Helena Bonham Carter type. Because that's Helena Bonham Carter.
I like Emma Stone as the cast. I do. So, all right. Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Live action.
Mm-hmm.
Halle Bailey.
Okay.
Not Halle Berry. And she is the first person of color to play a Disney princess who was white in the original film, according to this article. So they are remaking this. Sword and the Stone.
Don't know this.
So you didn't watch the original Sword and the Stone when you were a kid? That cartoon?
No.
Okay. They're kind of going for like a kid's Game of Thrones thing. One I go to sleep reading it. Like, they're going to do a Peter Pan. Like, we've got Hook. We've got... There's so many of these things. Like, Peter Pan just...
Is it like...
Didn't we already do this with Hugh Jackman?
What did he do?
He did one.
No, is it like the Peter Pan story or...
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my problem with this. I watched Once Upon a Time, the
show. He was in one called Pan.
Okay.
And then we've had Hook with Robin Williams. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Well, I watched the show Once Upon a Time. It was, if you don't know the plot, it's basically where a bunch of, fairy tale characters live, like, in the normal world, okay? And so you would have their backstory, and they created, like, different backstories for the characters. And they did one on Pan, and I think it is a phenomenal backstory.
Okay, alright.
So, what it is that he and Hook, and that they're on the same island together, basically, and, since he's, like, forever a kid, he like, went into another world for a little bit, and he became, you know, the natural age. He, like, married someone, and then he had a kid. And that kid was it was Rumpelstiltskin. And Rumpelstiltskin came back,
and they fought.
And I loved that
story. All right, it's decent. It's better. A couple more here. Pinocchio. All right. Tink.
Wait, who's... Who is it?
I don't think they have cast yet. Let's see here. We do not. Robert Zemeckis is going to do it, so that's Forrest Gump, Back to the Future. So that's not bad. Tink, we don't know hardly anything about that.
So what is that?
Rumors that Reese Witherspoon. That she can't be. She's a little too old.
Yeah, isn't she like 40? No, but is it like the backstory behind her, or like?
I don't know.
Is she a fairy or is she a kid?
I don't know. I just do not know. Okay, so Rose Red. Okay. Do you know who Rose Red is?
No.
Snow White's sister.
Okay.
I didn't know Snow White had a sister. Did you? Does Snow White have a sister in the cartoon?
No.
Okay, be patient, but Brie Larson will be playing Rose Red.
No.
You cannot hold Captain Marvel against her.
I can't. I just don't think she is a good actress. You said yourself when you watched Hong Kong.
Hong Kong?
No, that's not. She was in some...
Oh, yeah, King Kong. Yeah, yeah, she was in King Kong, yes. But the last time I watched Captain Marvel, I kind of warmed up to it. All right. Prince Charming. Not cast yet, so they'll be doing a Prince Charming movie.
I don't think we need that.
Then they're going to do a Hunchback movie.
Oh, Linja's going to like that.
Yeah, we can do that. There is going to be an Idris Elba Netflix version of this, so...
What would that be like?
I don't know, but they're going to be competing. They're going to do a Lilo and Stitch live action.
I like that.
Any single thing they've ever produced, they're doing a live action of.
Okay, I like Lilo and Stitch.
Then they're going to do a Genies, which is a prequel to Aladdin.
So, is it going to be Will Smith?
I just don't know. at this point in time, they're just writing them. And that's where we stand. Those are all the ones that we've got out there. So Disney at this point in time, their plan is, let's just remake every single thing we've ever made and keep just producing the merch. Because then you get to do new Cinderella stuff and swag every single time.
I was watching an interview with Will Smith about the role of the genie.
Uh-huh.
And you know how everyone like hated him for it?
Yep.
And so he was like, I took the job because I thought it would be new for me. And he was also like, I love the original one. And he loves Robin Williams. He's like, all I want to do is make Robin Williams proud. And he said that he searched, like, researched all of his movies just to, like, practice his manner.
We need to watch it. So our opinion is based upon a perceived dislike.
Yeah.
Well, with that, Emma, I wanted your opinion. Thanks so much for giving us your feedback on Mulan coming out. Maybe we'll do a review once it comes back. So, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, so now, guys, I'm not going to share it with you, but Emma has a fan theory about how movies are made. It's a theory. It's worth talking about. It's because it's how female characters are portrayed in movies or sequels, or even just within scenes where they want to show a change of character or a progression. So we're going to hold on to that. I think it's super valuable, but it deserves its own show. So any last things?
Nope.
All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, like and share, throw it up on the socials, and we'll be back next week. Thanks so much.